You're listening to SBS News.
With increasing numbers of Australians having their superannuation balances affected by weaker returns and low share dividends, there's every chance more people will be eligible for the age pension or part age pension. Jeff Outon is a consulting economist with MiBank, and he's already considering the pension loan scheme, despite being 2 years from retirement age himself.
It also can become a fallback position if my other savings in the share market or other areas go down or don't generate as much income as they have in the current crisis.
There's been a push from National Seniors Australia to promote the loan scheme, which tops up existing government pension payments up to half their annual value, paid in fortnightly instalments. Ian Henschke is the organisation's chief advocate, and he says although the scheme is a good one, the interest rate charged should be lowered from its current 4.5%.
This is a great opportunity for the government to give a massive boost to the economy, because if you lower the rate of the pension loan scheme, make it attractive, people will draw down on the equity in their home and they will spend that money. It could be for aged care. It could be so that they can stay in their own home and do some repairs that are needed. It might be to make the home more accessible. It could even be to help family members who are struggling.
The federal government has defended the current rate, saying it compares well with commercially available home equity loans, more commonly known as reverse mortgage loans, which are often in excess of 5%. Mr. Henschke says the government also needs to make more people aware the scheme exists so they can access it.
It hasn't been widely promoted. I think what we need to do is promote the scheme more widely from a federal government point of view, and also explain to people how they can use the scheme.
As COVID-19 continues to hamper the economy, there's every chance more Australians will qualify for the scheme. Mark Cachor is the managing director of a Sydney financial research company called Dexar.
So I think we'll see a significant number of people cross the threshold from being ineligible for the a part pension and into the zone where they're now eligible for a part pension, and therefore consider the pension loan scheme as an option.
One of the biggest reasons behind retirees needing to access more money is often for healthcare and aged care related costs. The ongoing problems with older Australians dying in aged care facilities with the coronavirus are giving older Australians more reason to prefer staying at home, according to Mr. Henschke.
It's interesting to note that South Australia, Western Australia, and the Northern Territory, and to a certain extent Queensland, has got COVID under control in aged care. But even so, when people look across the border and they see what's happening in Victoria, it makes them very fearful.
Last year, the government expanded the scheme to include self-funded retirees who either get or are eligible to receive a qualifying pension, which includes the age pension, the carer pension, and the disability support pension. For people like Jeff Outam, the chance to access the equity in his home and help his family, which includes 4 children and 3 grandchildren, is the biggest plus underpinning the pension loan scheme.
It's just unlocking the savings that are in my house now and boosting my income today, which I can spend on my grandchildren today or my children today while I'm still alive. It's giving with a warm hand rather than with a cold hand later.
John Baldock, SBS News.